Hi, this is Jeff Sonnen with your Lindy Fishing Report for Northern Minnesota, Leech Lake, Lake Winnebogash area. It's Friday, January 5th, and the conditions just keep getting better up here. We had a little cold snap that slowed us down. I let myself get hole up waiting for the wind to pass for a couple of days, but things calmed back down yesterday, and I made it back out to the ice. The snow that we did get over the past weekend had blown into some nice little compact drifts that you can very easily work around. The accesses, all of the roads leading into the lakes, most every access has still got plenty open space. You can move around these little drifts very easily, and 85% of the water is still completely uncovered by snow. Ice conditions now on most lakes are ranging anywhere from 12 inches up to 16. I've heard maybe even 17, 18 inches on some of the lakes that froze up early. The hodgepodge of fish, kind of everybody is doing their own thing right now because they can get out and do everything. There's still some northern pike action up in the shallows in anywhere from 8 feet out to about 12 or 14, but some of those pike are starting to make their way out of the shallow water and head towards deeper main lake humps and bars. That's when things start to get fun. You can start to use some jigging spoons and some of the bigger baits and fish for pike. That'll be coming along here within the next couple of weeks, but that move is just starting right now. Perch fishing, especially on Winnie, is getting some pretty good attention right now. Tamarack Bay, they're catching perch out into 12 to 13, 14 feet of water. If you can still find any kind of remnants from last year's weed beds out there and just mill around in those weed pockets, you'll be able to pick up some fish. There's some mixture of sizes. They're doing some sorting to get some nice ones, but you can pull through and wind up with some 10, 11-inch fish, enough to make a really nice meal anyway. The walleye fishing is a little more scattered right now. You could call it spotty. There's guys that are moving. Some people are still fishing shoreline breaks. We had a fair day on Friday fishing for walleyes in about 7 to 8 feet of water out on just the very beginning of a drop into a little bit deeper water. There was a large shallow weed flat, and then fishing along the edges of that. Don't be afraid if you're fishing these weed areas, especially on some of our lakes in the area are shallower, like Cutfoot or Round Lake, Bowstring. Some of these 6 and 7 foot deep weed beds will still hold fish all winter long. The trick is to figure out which ones have got a little bit of green weed in them, and if there's a little patch of gravel or rock nearby, that helps sweeten up the deal. A lot of these spots, you have to move around during the daytime and scan them out, make sure that you're seeing a few fish on your flasher. If it looks good and you got the feeling that you're looking at some walleyes on your screen, drill a few holes and be ready, because that walleye run is only going to last about 45 minutes to an hour at the very end of the day. Sometimes it'll happen in the early morning too, but that's something that you need to scope out the night before. Right now they're moving towards the main lake structures, Winnie, Leech, Cass Lake. All of the lakes are starting to get enough ice cover so that people feel comfortable driving. There's pickup trucks starting to move around on most of the lakes. Winnie is getting the most attention right now, but there's truck traffic on Bowstring. There's a little bit on Sand. In fact, there's truck traffic on just about every lake. I even saw some on some of the deeper lakes last week. Pokegama starting to have a few people mill around in pickup trucks too. Now, I drove out on a small crappie lake yesterday afternoon, Wednesday, and I didn't know if I'd be driving or not, but when I got there was a truck already parked on the lake, so I followed his tracks out there. When I started drilling holes, I had about 15 inches of good ice. And by the way, the nice ice conditions make it really easy to scope out a fishing spot. You just have to get yourself a little bucket of water and walk from place to place on the ice with your flashers, put a little water on the ice and check your depth. I never drilled my first hole yesterday afternoon until after I had already found a school of fish, so that really saved me some time, and the crappie fishing was actually holding up pretty well. I tried a few baits and they didn't seem too interested, especially baits with minnows on them, but I had gotten a heads up from a friend a couple days ago. He had been crappie fishing and mentioned that they were really doing a lot better fishing with grubs, wax worms, or spikes, something like that. So before I gave up on the crappies yesterday, I switched over to a small toad, the pink and green glow colored toad with a couple of spikes pinned on. I was dropping it down the first time as it was falling into the school of fish. I could see a crappie rising up to grab it, and from then on, I picked up my first 7 fish out of that hole, made one move and got the other 3, and that was my trip. I was out of there for the afternoon. They really, whatever it was that they thought that toad looked like, it was really turning them on. So if you don't have one of those, try one before you give up on your crappie fishing this winter. I'll be back on, I'm heading out of town for a little while. We've got some meetings going on this weekend. I'll be back Sunday and try to get caught up on what my friends are doing in the area, and I'll get you another report Monday morning. If you're coming up this weekend, go ahead and check the link from the fishing report page on Lindy's website, and you can go get a couple of last-minute bits of information off of my fishing report, too. And in the meantime, good luck. We'll see you next week.